Aleluya, Dios me le bendiga.
God bless everyone.
Dios me le bendiga.
God bless everyone.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Can we try one more time? When I say, God bless you, you will say, Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Yes. I'm sorry. En esta mañana,
this morning,
estaba deseoso por llegar.
I was anxious to arrive.
Porque quería gozarme junto de cada uno de ustedes.
Because I wanted to rejoice with you.
Y compartir la palabra de Dios.
And share God's word with you.
Anoche todo estaba bien.
Last night everything was fine.
En la comida estaba mucho mejor.
The food was a lot better.
Pero hoy todavía tengo hambre.
But today I am still hungry.
Si esa comida física que nosotros comemos.
The physical food that we eat.
Al par de horas que las tomamos, nos da hambre otra vez.
After a few hours, we are hungry again.
Pero cuando comemos el pan de Jesús.
But when we eat the bread of Jesus.
Nos sentimos satisfechos.
Then we are satisfied.
Amen. Y en esta tarde, en esta mañana.
And this morning.
Tenemos un tema en fuego para Cristo.
The title is On Fire for Christ.
Pero antes de entrar al mensaje.
But before we enter into the message.
Yo quiero enseñarle algunas fotos que tenemos.
I would like to show you a few pictures.
Y yo sé que anoche me llevé un tiempo largo.
I know yesterday.
Took a long time.
Took a long time.
Pero hoy.
But today.
Voy a hacer lo mejor para terminar a tiempo.
I'm going to try my best to finish on time.
So voy a mirar siempre ese reloj.
So I will be looking at the clock in the back.
Le doy la gracia al pastor.
I thank the pastor.
A la hermana también que nos invitó.
And Sister Susan that invited us.
Y a cada uno de ustedes por apoyarnos.
And everyone for supporting us.
Amén. ¿Alguna foto quizá algunos hermanos no tuvieron aquí anoche?
Some pictures...
De los hermanos que no tuvieron aquí anoche pueden
for
ver.
For some of the brothers that were not here yesterday, you can see a few pictures.
Este es el lugar donde empezamos, compramos.
This is the location that we purchased. The land.
En Nicaragua.
In Nicaragua.
Y ha sido una bendición especial.
And it has been a special blessing.
Así estaba el lugar.
This is what the land used to look like.
Si usted ve en el suelo donde hay mango.
If you can look on the floor here, there are mangoes.
So, eso nos dice a nosotros.
So that tells us.
Que ahí se dan los frutos.
That it is a fertile land.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the way I look at it. Si hay fruto.
If there is fruit.
También va a haber fruto en el espíritu.
Then there will also be fruit in the spirit.
Este hermano nos presta par de sillas.
The gentleman lent us a few chairs.
Esta es, ahora es la construcción.
This is what the land looks like now. The construction of the church.
Esta es una pequeña casita.
This is a small house.
En la cual nosotros ayudamos a comprarle par de bloques.
Where we helped with purchasing a few of the stone bricks.
Este es el baño.
This is their restroom.
Me da pena, ¿no verdad? I feel sad when I see something like that. Este es donde ellos friegan sus trastes.
This is where they wash their dishes and do their laundry.
Todavía hay gente de esa manera. Gente de usted y de mí.
There are still people that need help from you and I.
Y de eso se trata.
And this is what it's all about.
De ayudar a otro.
Helping others. We had a food sale. We were making pasteles. The funds, the money that came in from the sale was for the construction of the church. And we also do car washes. We try to do two or three during the summer time or when the weather permits. We can easily make $500, $600 from the car wash. And from the sales of the pasteles, we make about $1,000. It is a lot of work. It takes us about 2 days, depending on the size of the orders, because they are done by orders. But it is something that we do with our heart. We work through it. We work through the pain because it is very time consuming. We have people like this lady right here who has since passed away, but she can barely walk. She was always willing to come and help, even though it was sitting in a chair, but her arms were working and she can do, you know, she would do as much as she can. And of course, here you can see my daughter, and this lady, young lady right here, is my mother. She's enjoying making the pasteles. She knows that it's for a great cause, it's to help someone else. On the prior picture, the other picture, this is part of the children and the men from the church that are also doing the car washes. And we all enjoy it. You know, we enjoy doing something to help somebody else. And these are great ways to collect funds. We also do yard sales for the church, right in front of the church. And because we're on a busy road, we get a lot of people stopping by. And it's a great source of to make funds for the church. Right here, this is one of our other missions. This is the street services that we do in Lancaster City. This was just one of the services. We walk up and down the streets and we give them water. We give them tracts. We ask people if they want prayer. Some of them say yes. We run into people who are desperate just for someone to listen to them, and we will stand there and listen to them. Through one of our services, we gained about four church members just through one of the street services. And she was driving by and she saw us and she stopped. And right in her car, she listened to the message. Because we do preach. We don't just give water. We preach. And we put music on while we're praying and while we're walking up and down the streets.
Un momento. Esta joven que está al junto de mi hija.
This young lady right here in the pink and black.
Ella, 19 años.
She's 19.
Y la rescatamos. Ella se aceptó a Cristo.
And she accepted Christ.
Y hace como a los 3 meses. En diciembre ella murió.
And this past December she passed away.
Es tan joven, ¿verdad?
So young.
Y a veces pensamos que como somos jóvenes,
and sometimes we think that because we're young,
tenemos toda una vida por delante.
We have a whole life ahead of us.
Pero no es así.
But it's not like that.
Cuando tenemos toda una vida por delante cuando aceptamos a Jesús.
When we have a whole life ahead of us when we accept Christ.
¿Ven? Y qué bueno que nosotros pudimos arrebatarla al enemigo antes de que ella muriera.
And it was so good. It felt so good to be able to take her from the hands of the enemy and that she could be saved before she passed.
Yo creo que hoy ella está allá arriba con el Señor.
And I believe that today she is in heaven with.
Para eso Dios nos ha llamado a nosotros.
That is what God has called us for.
Para ir a la calle.
To go to the streets.
Y predicar el evangelio.
And preach the gospel.
Hay mucha gente necesitada.
There are many people in need.
Y necesitan de usted y de mí.
And they need from you and me.
Por eso nunca me voy a cansar.
That is why I will never get tired.
De decirle que Dios no nos ha llamado a nosotros para estar en cuatro paredes.
To say that God did not call us to be in four walls.
Él nos llamó para que salgamos.
He called us so that we can go out.
Hablar.
To speak.
Es fácil hablar, hermano.
It is easy to speak.
Cuando usted va a la tienda.
When you go to the supermarket.
Llévese un tratado.
Take a track.
Háblele a la gente de Dios.
Speak to the people of God.
Dele la dirección de la iglesia.
Give them the address of the church.
Dígale, allí estamos.
And tell them we are there.
Y Dios está sanando los corazones.
And God is healing hearts.
Si hay un propósito que todos debemos de cumplir.
If there is a purpose that we should all accomplish.
Es para predicar el evangelio.
It's to preach the gospel.
No todos fuimos llamados.
We were not all called.
Para ir a la misión.
To go to missions.
Pero sí todos fuimos llamados.
But we were all called
a predicar el evangelio.
To preach the gospel.
Predicar el evangelio no simplemente tener un micrófono y estar parado en el púlpito.
To preach the gospel is not to have a microphone and be standing at the altar.
es hablar con la persona.
Is to speak to someone.
Presentarle el plan de salvación.
Present to them the plan of salvation.
Eso fue lo que hizo Jesús.
That is what Jesus did.
Cuando él vino aquí a la tierra.
When he came to earth.
Si él viniera hoy día.
If he will come today.
Él nos regañaría a todos nosotros.
We would be in big trouble.
Porque no estamos haciendo el trabajo que debemos de hacer.
Because we're not doing the job that he asked us to do.
No importa qué edad tú tengas.
It doesn't matter how old you are.
No importa qué tan joven tú seas.
Or how young you are.
No importa que tú no sepas leer.
It doesn't matter if you don't know how to read.
No importa que tú no sepas escribir.
Or that you don't know how to write.
Bátate en la gracia de Dios.
Let it be enough to be in his grace.
Saber que él dio su vida por nosotros.
To know that he gave his life for us.
Eso es suficiente.
That is enough.
Para mí.
For me.
Mucha gente dice, ¿y por qué tú eres cristiano? ¿Y por qué? ¿Quién es Dios? ¿Qué ha hecho Dios en tu vida?
Many people say, why are you a Christian? And who is God? And what is he in your life?
Y muchas veces yo no sé qué decirle.
And sometimes I don't know what to say.
Pero sí estoy seguro de algo y le digo.
But I am sure of one thing and I tell them.
Yo sé que él murió en la cruz del Calvario por mí.
I know that he died on the cross of Calvary for me.
Y para mí eso es suficiente.
And for me that is enough.
Es suficiente.
It is enough.
Yo no sé si para ti es suficiente.
I don't know if that is enough for you.
Pero cuando estaba no perdido.
But when we were lost.
Él dio su vida por nosotros.
He gave his life for us.
Estas fotos son en Santo Domingo, República Dominicana.
These pictures are in the Dominican Republic.
Como decíamos anoche, estos son nuestro niño.
Like we were saying last night, these are our children.
En un tiempo yo era uno de ellos.
At one time I was one of them.
Y alguien fue y predicó el evangelio.
And someone went and preached the gospel.
Por eso hoy Dios me ha dado la oportunidad de ser pastor.
That is why the Lord has given me the opportunity today to be a pastor.
Y ayudar a otro.
And help others.
Una salvación tan grande.
A great salvation.
No la podemos mantener callada.
We cannot keep it quiet.
Usted sabe cuando usted tiene algo tan bueno.
You know when you have something that is so good.
Y tú lo quieres esconder para ti solo.
And you want to hide it and keep it to yourself.
En este caso.
In this case.
Tenemos que compartirlo con la gente.
We have to share it with everyone.
Porque Jesús es tan bueno.
Because Jesus is so good.
Que no lo podemos tener en cuatro paredes.
That we cannot keep him in four walls.
We gotta bring it outside. We gotta give it to the neighbor. Aquí lo vemos, están disfrutando los alimentos.
Here we can see that the children are enjoying their food.
¿Usted ve estos niños?
You see these children.
Yo estoy seguro que a ellos les gustaría tener una ropa diferente.
I'm sure they would like to have other clothing.
Tener unos calzados, unos zapatos diferentes.
Maybe have different shoes.
Un peinado diferente.
A different hairdo.
Pero mayoría de los padres de ellos.
But the majority of their parents.
No son cristianos.
Are not Christians.
Y muchas veces lo que ellos consiguen.
And many times what they obtain.
Ellos se lo beben, compran alcohol.
They buy alcohol with.
En deber de darle una mantención mejor a su niño.
Instead of taking better care of their children.
Y mucha gente dicen, yo no voy a ayudar a esta gente.
And many people say, I'm not going to help these people.
Porque lo que ellos consiguen se lo toman.
Because what they obtain, they drink it.
Pero Dios no ha buscado a nosotros. Jesús ha buscado a nosotros.
But Jesus has looked for us.
Para que nosotros hagamos la diferencia.
So that we can make a difference.
Estos niños.
These children.
Necesitan escuchar la palabra de Dios.
Need to listen to the word of God.
Y alguien tiene que ir a predicar la palabra.
And someone has to go and preach the word.
De una manera u otra.
One way or the other.
Usted y yo podemos hacer la diferencia.
You and I can make the difference.
Amén.
Amen.
Yo espero que usted sea parte.
I hope that you will be a part
de la misión.
Of the mission.
Es algo muy lindo.
It is something beautiful.
Es algo muy importante.
It's something important.
Hay mucha gente que necesitan.
There are many people that need.
No solamente alimento.
Not just food.
No solamente ropa.
Not just clothing.
Sino la palabra de Dios.
But the word of God.
Amen. Y para llegar a Nicaragua.
And to go to Nicaragua.
O Santo Domingo.
Or the Dominican Republic.
Se necesita un pasaje que vale $500.
You need an airline ticket that costs about $500.
Porque en Santo Domingo no podemos llegar por tierra.
Because to the Dominican Republic, you cannot go in a car.
Nicaragua podemos llegar por tierra y por lo menos son 3 semanas.
To Nicaragua, you can go in a car, but it'll probably take you close to 3 weeks.
Y gastaría más dinero.
And you will spend more money.
Así que con algo que usted dé para la obra de Dios.
So with something that you give for the the works of the Lord.
Otros pueden llegar.
Others can go.
No es fácil.
It is not easy.
Ir a la misión no es fácil.
To go to missions is not easy.
Su pastor, estoy seguro que le ha dicho que no es fácil.
I'm sure your pastor has told you that it's not easy.
Pero en Cristo lo podemos.
But in Christ everything is possible.
Y cuando tú entiendes la razón de por qué Jesús vino a morir en la cruz del Calvario,
and when you understand the reasons why Jesus came to die on the cross of Calvary,
tú vas a dar lo que tú tengas para la obra de Dios.
You will give what you have for God, for the works of the Lord.
Amén. Vamos a buscar en nuestra Biblia.
Let us go to the Bible.
Antes que yo me lleve mucho tiempo.
Before I take too long.
So I can talk forever.
Yes, he can.
See, when I make my wife, she's trying to get away from me.
Oh, boy.
But I'm a talker. So I talk her down, you know? And my kid told me that I talk a lot. La definición.
The definition.
De en fuego para Cristo.
Of on fire for Christ.
La hermana me dijo que ese era el tema.
The sister said that that was the title.
Y yo dije, okay.
And I said, okay.
Yo no sé cuál es la definición.
I don't know the definition.
Pero yo sé que yo estoy en fuego para Cristo.
But I know that I am on fire for Christ.
Y yo espero que también usted esté en fuego para Cristo.
And I expect for you to also be on fire for Christ.
Pero... Se fue mi hija para el baño.
My daughter left to the bathroom.
Porque ella me dijo anoche cuál es la definición en fuego para Cristo.
Because she told me the definition of being on fire for Christ.
Cuando llegamos de aquí a mi casa.
When we got home last night.
Nos sentamos en la mesa.
We were sitting at the table.
Y estaban hablando sobre el servicio.
And we were talking about the service.
Y yo le pregunté cuál es la definición de fuego para Cristo.
And I asked her what's the definition of being on fire for Christ.
Y ella me dijo,
and she said,
es vivir una vida llena del Espíritu Santo.
Dándole todo
a Dios.
Giving your all to God.
Vivir en fuego para Cristo.
To live on fire for Christ.
Es dándolo todo para Dios.
Is giving it all for God.
Vivir una vida completa para Dios.
Live a holy life for the Lord.
Y cuando vivimos esa vida de esta manera.
And when we live our life this way.
Todos los tenemos en común.
We all have something in common.
Ya simplemente yo no quiero para mí mismo.
I no longer want just for me.
Sino que yo quiero para otro.
But I want for others.
Y eso es lo que nos pasa a nosotros.
And that is what happens to us.
Cuando estamos llenos del Espíritu Santo.
When we are full of the Holy Spirit.
Cuando sabemos la razón de Cristo venir a la tierra.
When we know the reasons why Jesus came to earth.
Y para que usted y yo hoy seamos salvos.
And so that you and I today can be saved.
Y que pasemos esto a otro.
And that we can pass this on to someone else.
Vamos a buscar en la Biblia en Hechos capítulo 15, versículo 36.
To the book of Acts, chapter 15, starting in verse 36.
Si usted puede, si usted tiene su Biblia y la quiere abrir.
If you have your Bible and you would like to open it.
Amén. Parece que me siento que a veces yo exijo mucho, ¿no verdad?
It seems that I ask for a lot, right?
Pero si usted no lo busca en su Biblia, yo le puedo estar mintiendo.
But if you don't look for it in your Bible, I could be lying to you.
Leemos en el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.
We will read in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Después de algunos días, Pablo dijo a Bernabé, vamos a visitar a los hermanos en todas las ciudades en que hemos anunciado la palabra del Señor para ver cómo están.
Sometime later, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us go back and visit the believers in all the towns where we preached the word of the Lord and see how they are doing."
Y Bernabé quería que vayasen consigo a Juan, el que tenía por sobrenombre Marco.
Barnabas wanted to take John, also called Mark, with them.
Pero a Pablo no les parecía bien llevar consigo al que se había apartado de ello desde Panfilia y no había ido con ello a la obra.
But Paul did not think it wise to take him, because he had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not continued with them in the work.
Y hubo tal desacuerdo entre ellos que se separaron el uno de otro. Bernabé tomó a Marco, navegó a Chipre.
They had such a sharp disagreement that they parted company. Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus.
Y Pablo, escogiendo a Sila, salió encomendado por los hermanos a la gracia del Señor.
But Paul chose Silas and left, commended by the believers to the grace of the Lord.
Y pasó por Samaria y Cilicia, confiando a la iglesia.
He went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches.
Padre, te damos gracias, Señor Dios.
Father, we thank you.
Por este momento.
For this time.
Por esta puerta que tú has abierto.
For this door that you have opened.
Por el pastor, por la familia.
For the pastor and his family.
Por la iglesia.
For the church.
Por los líderes.
For the leaders.
Por los hermanos que van a llegar.
For the brothers that will come.
Aquella gente que nosotros no conocemos.
Those people that we don't know.
Pero que alguien le va a hablar de tu grandeza.
But someone will speak to them of your greatness.
Nosotros abrimos esta puerta.
We open this door.
Y anchamos este lugar.
And we widen the area.
Para las personas que van a entrar a este lugar.
For those who will enter.
Gracias, Señor.
Thank you, Father.
Amén.
Amen.
Si nosotros vamos a escoger a alguien para hablar de la misión.
If we're going to choose someone to speak about missions.
Yo no sé si podríamos coger a otro ejemplar.
I don't know if we can choose someone else as an example.
Well, podríamos coger a Jesús.
We can choose Jesus.
Que es el maestro de todas las cosas.
Who is the master of all things.
El maestro de las misiones.
The master of the missions.
Donde vimos que él vino a hacer una misión perfecta.
Where we see that he came to make a perfect mission.
Pero en este momento.
But at this time.
Quisimos escoger a Pablo.
We wanted to choose Paul.
Desde que conocimos a Pablo.
From the time that we have come to know Paul.
Lo conocemos como Saulo.
We know him as Saul.
Él tenía ya una misión.
He had a mission.
Inmediatamente conocemos este nombre en la Biblia.
Immediately we can recognize this name in the Bible.
Él lo conocimos con una misión.
We met him with a mission.
No sé si me está siguiendo.
I don't know if you are following.
Pero él tenía una misión.
But he had a mission.
La misión de Pablo.
Paul's mission.
Era matar, perseguir a los cristianos.
Was to persecute the Christians.
Esa era la misión de él.
That was his mission.
Cuando no tenía Cristo en su vida.
When he didn't have Jesus in his life.
Él tenía una idea diferente.
He had a different idea.
En lo cual nosotros.
In which we.
Antes teníamos una idea diferente.
Before also had a different idea.
Pero ahora que hemos venido a Cristo Jesús.
But now that we have come to Christ Jesus.
Y lo hemos conocido.
And we have recognized him.
Y lo hemos entendido.
And we have understood.
Ahora tenemos una misión diferente.
Now we have a different mission.
Nuestra misión es que todo el mundo llegue al reino de los cielos.
Our mission is that everyone can go to heaven.
Contrario a la misión que teníamos antes.
Opposite of the mission that we had before.
Antes no sabíamos dónde íbamos a ir.
Before we didn't know where we were going to go.
Pablo, lo que hacía, él creía que lo estaba haciendo bien.
Paul thought that what he was doing was correct.
Porque no conocía otras cosas.
Because he did not know otherwise.
Pero ahora que conocemos a Jesús.
But now that we know Jesus.
Que el Espíritu Santo nos guía toda verdad.
That the Holy Spirit guides us to all truth.
Podemos entender que cuando hacemos algo que no está bien delante de Dios,
we can understand that when we do something that's not right before the Lord,
podemos ir donde él y pedir perdón.
We can go to him and ask for forgiveness.
Todos estábamos ciegos.
We were all blind.
Usted se puede imaginar.
You can imagine.
Pablo no podía ser el hombre escogido para esta misión.
Paul could not be the chosen one for this mission.
Pablo era un hombre malvado.
He was a bad man.
Si usted me hubiera preguntado a mí,
if you were to ask me,
ese no es el hombre indicado.
That is not the right person.
Si lo vemos de la forma humana,
if we see it with our human eyes,
allow me this for a little bit. A lot of people don't like Trump. Please, Pastor, allow me to say this. And a lot of people like him. And it's okay. Right? But God, for some reason, a lot of people talk about him bad. But God allowed him to be there. Either you like it or not. Either I like it or not. La gente en el mundo.
People in the world.
No entienden esto.
Don't understand this.
El que no tiene a Cristo.
He who does not have Christ.
No lo puede entender.
Cannot understand him.
Pero la palabra a mí me dice.
But the word tells me.
Que nada se mueve si no es la voluntad de Dios.
That nothing will move if it's not God's will.
So lo que tenemos que hacer usted y yo,
so what we have to do,
aunque a mí no me guste Trump,
even if I don't like Trump,
tenemos que darle gracias a Dios.
We have to thank the Lord.
Porque Dios sabe lo que le conviene al hombre.
Because God knows what is best for us.
Cuando Pablo fue encontrado por Dios,
when Jesus found Paul,
Dios,
God,
cuando Pablo iba para Damasco,
when Paul was going to Damascus,
yes, para matar a los cristianos,
to kill the Christians,
le pidió carta a la autoridad más grande sobre él.
He asked the higher authority for a letter,
para que le diera permiso para entrar a la iglesia, a la sinagoga.
So that they can give him permission to go into the synagogues.
Y que todo el que le encontrara,
and that everyone that he found,
fuera hombres o mujer,
whether men or women,
me imagino jóvenes y niños,
and I can imagine the youth and children,
fuera preso y fuera llevado a la cárcel.
Could be, would be arrested and taken to prison.
What a man. Y hoy vemos un hombre diferente.
And today we see a different man.
Si Pablo hoy estuviera aquí con nosotros,
if Paul were to be here with us,
probablemente el pastor le diría que estuviera allá afuera.
The pastor would probably tell him to stay out there.
We'd probably call the cop on him. Pero Dios sabe lo que hace.
But God knows what he is doing.
En otra palabra,
in other words,
Dios tiene el poder de cambiar el corazón al hombre.
God has the power to change man's heart.
Amén. Dios es el único que puede hacerlo.
He is the only one that can do it.
Y cuando Dios cambia el corazón del hombre,
and when God changes man's heart,
cosas grandes suceden en nuestra vida.
Great things happen in our life.
Cuando Pablo comenzó a caminar para Damasco,
when Paul started walking to Damascus,
dice la palabra que vino una luz sobre él.
The word says that a light came over him.
Y le dijo, Saulo, Saulo, ¿por qué me persigue?
And said to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
Y inmediatamente dice la palabra que dijo, Señor, ¿quién tú eres?
And the word says that immediately he said, Lord, who are you?
Tenía que ser alguien grande.
It had to be someone great.
Porque Pablo tenía autoridad.
Because Paul had authority.
Esos romanos eran bien fuertes.
The Romans were very strong.
Y para Pablo llamarle Señor,
and for Paul to call him Lord,
él reconoció que esa autoridad era más grande que él.
He recognized that authority was greater than him.
Aleluya. Cuando reconocemos que Dios es más grande que nosotros,
when we recognize that God is greater than us,
que Dios es más grande que nuestro problema,
that he is greater than our problem,
que Dios es más grande que nuestra situación,
he is greater than our situations,
todas las cosas van a estar bien.
Everything will be okay.
E inmediatamente él reconoció que había una autoridad más grande que él.
Immediately he recognized that that was a greater authority before him.
Si yo envidio a Pablo,
if I envy Paul,
porque ningún hombre pudo conquistar a Pablo,
because no man can conquer Paul,
el propio Dios tuvo que hacerlo.
God himself had to do it.
He was so bad. Then no man preaching the word of God to him. I would be scared too. He will kill everybody. Pero Dios no tiene miedo.
But God is not afraid.
Y cuando Dios enfrenta al hombre,
and when God confronts man,
algo grande tiene que suceder.
Something great has to happen.
Jamás seremos igual.
We will never be the same again.
Todo cambia en nuestra vida.
Everything changes in our life.
Dice la palabra que Pablo quedó ciego.
The word says that Paul was blinded.
¿Y por qué Dios no llamó a otro?
And why didn't God call someone else?
Eso es lo que nosotros decimos.
That's what we say.
Why me, God? Why you have to put me through this? Because God knows your heart. Por esa es la razón que Él tiene que ponernos a prueba.
That is the reason why He has to test us.
Porque Él conoce nuestro corazón.
Because He knows our hearts.
Él conoce de qué capaz tú eres.
He knows what you are capable of.
Y Él conocía a Pablo.
And he knew Paul.
Que Pablo no iba a temer a ningún hombre.
That Paul was not afraid of any man.
Que Pablo iba a llevar el evangelio a los gentiles.
That Paul would take the gospels to the Gentiles.
Que Pablo iba a llevar el evangelio a los judíos.
That he would take the gospels to the Jews.
Que Pablo iba a llevar el evangelio a los reyes.
That he would take it to the kings.
No cualquier persona podía hacer este trabajo.
Not just anyone can do this job.
Tenía que ser una persona loca como Pablo.
It had to be someone crazy like Paul.
Pero hoy día,
but nowadays,
nosotros somos los locos, los Pablo en la tierra.
We are the crazy ones, the ya, Pauls on earth.
Ya Pablo hizo su trabajo.
Paul already did his job.
Ahora nos pertenece a usted y a mí hacer el trabajo de Dios.
Now it is our job to do God's work.
A ti Dios no te tumbó del caballo como tumbó a Pablo.
God did not knock you down off of the horse like he did Paul.
Algunos dicen que fue el caballo.
Some say it was a horse.
Otros dicen que fue un mulo.
Some say it was a mule.
Otros dicen que fue un burro.
Some say it was a donkey.
En mi país dicen que fue un burro porque el burro es chiquito y no se golpeó.
In my country they say it was a mule because the mules are low, short.
Low, and he didn't get hurt.
And he didn't get hurt.
It's not really matter to me. What does really matter is that he found God. God found him. Amen. Ahora vemos un hombre diferente.
Now we see a different man.
Un hombre que seguía la iglesia.
A man that persecuted the church.
Y que quería matar a los que adoraban a Dios.
And that wanted to kill all who worship God.
Ahora vemos un hombre diferente.
Now we see a different man.
Está dispuesto a morir por Dios.
Willing to die for God.
Only God can do that. Woo. He grabbed your heart. He twisted around. He does some crazy thing. Pero todavía él no ha terminado con ninguno de nosotros.
But he yet has not finished with any one of us.
El trabajo aquí en la tierra todavía no se ha terminado.
The works here on earth is not done yet.
No importa qué edad tú tengas.
It doesn't matter how old you are.
Tú puedes hacer el trabajo de Dios.
You can do God's works.
Dios nos llamó a cada uno con un propósito.
God called us with a purpose.
¿Cuánto lo creen?
How many believe that?
Dios nos llamó con un propósito.
God called us with a purpose.
Tiene que tú encontrar el llamado.
You have to find the calling.
Porque como dije ahorita, no todos podemos ir a la misión.
Like I said earlier, not everyone can go to missions.
Pero sí todos podemos predicar la palabra.
But we can all preach the word.
Cuando Pablo y Bernabé se juntaron,
when Paul and Barnabas were together,
comenzaron a hacer en el segundo viaje de ellos,
on their second trip,
comenzaron a hablar cómo lo iban a hacer.
They started speaking about how they were going to do this.
Y Bernabé quería llevarse a su sobrino Marco.
And Barnabas wanted to take his nephew Mark.
Pero Pablo no quería que se lo llevaran.
But Paul didn't want Barnabas to take him.
Porque ya Marco había hecho una de la de él.
Because Marcus had already messed up. He abandoned them.
Abandonó la visión.
He abandoned the vision.
Y eso trajo problemas entre de ellos.
And that brought problems between them.
Eso quiere decir.
That means.
Que va a haber momentos que vamos a tener problemas, no vamos a estar de acuerdo.
That there will be times where we are not going to agree and there will be problems.
Y dice la palabra que cada uno cogió por su lugar.
And the word says that Barnabas and Paul went separate ways.
Pero no dijeron, yo me voy para mi casa. Bernabé no dijo, me voy para mi casa.
But Barnabas didn't say, I'm going to go home.
Él siguió predicando la palabra de Dios.
He continued to preach God's word.
Quizá no podemos estar juntos.
Maybe we cannot be together.
Pero podemos predicar la palabra de Dios.
But we can preach God's word.
Quizá no podemos estar de acuerdo.
Maybe we do not agree.
Pero podemos predicar la palabra de Dios.
But we can preach God's word.
No nos podemos apartar de la presencia de Dios.
We cannot be separated from from God's presence.
Dentro de la iglesia.
Within the church.
Hay desacuerdo.
There is disagreement.
El pastor llama a un meeting.
The pastor calls for a meeting.
Y dice, queremos ir al campo misionero.
And says we want to go to the mission fields.
O queremos tumbar esta pared.
Or we want to knock this wall down.
Yo le aseguro.
I assure you.
Que van a haber gente que no van a estar de acuerdo.
That there will be people that don't agree.
Pero eso no puede detener al pastor.
But that cannot detain the pastor.
You're going to be in trouble, Pastor. Si Dios llama al hombre,
if God calls man,
al líder,
a leader,
o a la mujer,
or a woman,
para guiar el pueblo,
to guide the people,
muchas veces el pueblo,
many times people,
no va a tener la visión del pastor,
will not have the same vision as the pastor,
no va a tener la visión del líder,
will not have the vision of a leader.
Pero si Dios puso al líder,
but if God put this leader,
Dios le va a dar la visión al líder,
he will give the vision to the leader,
y nosotros vamos a seguir ese líder,
and we have to follow that leader.
Amen to that. Aunque no es así todo el tiempo.
Even though it's not like this all the time.
Dios llamó a Pablo.
God called Paul.
Y en el camino hubieron muchos obstáculos.
And on his way there was a lot of obstacles.
Pero eso no lo detuvo a él.
But that did not stop him.
Él siguió creyéndole a Dios.
He continued to believe God.
Aún lo enviaron a él dentro de la iglesia. Aún lo que lo enviaron a él de la iglesia.
Even those who sent him from the church.
Lo abandonaron por 10 años.
Abandoned him for 10 years.
No le mandaron nada.
They didn't send him anything.
No lo llamaban.
They didn't call him.
No le mandaron un texto.
They did not text him.
Of course not, because in that time they don't have no phone. Or... Pero él dijo que con su propia mano.
But he said with his own hands.
Él podía mantenerse.
He can maintain himself.
En este camino.
In this path,
en esta misión,
in this mission,
necesitamos la finanza.
We need finances
para ayudar a otro.
To help others.
No todos estamos por el dinero.
We are not all here for the money.
Pero sí para ayudar a otro.
But to help others.
Pablo no le importaba si él no tenía nada.
Paul didn't care if he didn't have anything.
Si pasaba frío.
If he was cold.
Él no le importó.
He didn't care.
Porque él entendió.
Because he understood.
Para qué fue llamado.
Why he was, for what he was called.
Porque él reconoció.
Because he recognized.
Que Jesús lo dejó todo.
That Jesus left it all.
Por nosotros.
For us.
Y ese mismo sentir.
And that same feeling.
Iglesia, nosotros tenemos que tener.
Church, we must have it.
Tener ese sentir por nuestra familia.
Have that feeling for our family.
Por nuestro vecino.
For our neighbors.
Por la gente que trabaja alrededor de nosotros.
For the people that work around us.
Tenemos que enseñarle a ellos que nosotros somos diferentes.
We have to show them that we are different.
Y que a nosotros no importa a ellos.
And that we care about them.
Y enseñarle el camino.
And show them the path.
Nosotros somos luz en medio de las tinieblas.
We are light in darkness.
Y la luz no puede estar puesta en cuatro paredes.
And the light cannot be in between four walls.
We have to be outside. Dice la palabra que cuando tú tienes una luna la puedes esconder debajo de la cama.
The word says that when you have a light or a candle, you cannot put it underneath your bed.
For what? Nobody gonna see the light in there. You put it high up so everybody can see it. So you have to be outside so everybody can see it. See you, that you have Jesus in your heart. You know, you got beautiful building. I was waiting for you to translate. I thought it was speaking in Spanish.
I can translate it to Spanish if you want
but,
me to.
But it's nobody gonna understand here. Ya voy a terminar.
I'm going to finish.
Están muy bonitas las sillas.
The chairs are very beautiful.
Pero ahora necesitamos trabajar.
But now we have to work.
Para llenar esa silla.
To fill those chairs.
See, we don't buy this chair just to have it here. If we buy this chair because we know that somebody gonna come over here, there's more people gonna come. Nuestro trabajo.
Our job.
Es predicar el evangelio.
Is to preach the gospel.
El trabajo del Espíritu Santo.
The work of the Holy Spirit.
Es convencerlo del pecado de ellos.
Is to convince them of their sins.
Oh, you're so bad. You know, you do things that you're not supposed to do. That's not your job. That's not my job. Just to tell them, oh, you know, Jesus loves you. He died for you on the cross. You know, I want you to hear the pastor preaching. You can come to the church. Y te prometo que el pastor Julián no va a estar predicando. Vamos a salir temprano.
And I promise you that Pastor Julian won't be preaching. We will leave early.
En fuego para Cristo.
On fire for Christ.
Felipe estaba también en fuego para Cristo.
Philip was also on fire for Christ.
Cuando tú te pones muy cómodo.
When you get too comfortable.
Dios hace una revolución.
God, God does a revolution.
Yes. Cuando tú estás muy cómodo.
When you are too comfortable.
Tú no quieres hacer nada.
You don't want to do nothing.
Pero a veces Dios nos pone incómodo.
But sometimes God makes us a little uncomfortable.
Para que tengamos que salir a predicar
so
el evangelio.
So that we have to go out and preach the gospel.
Eso es que le pasó a ellos.
That's what happened to them.
Felipe se fue porque cuando Pablo andaba buscándolo para matarlo a todos.
Philip left because when Paul was looking for them to kill them all,
él iba predicando el evangelio.
He was preaching the gospel.
Donde quiera que llegaba,
wherever he went,
él predicaba el evangelio.
He would preach the gospel.
¿Tú y yo estamos predicando el evangelio?
Are you and I preaching the gospel?
¿Tú y yo estamos haciendo la misión?
Are we doing the mission?
En una ocasión, un hermano que iba a la iglesia.
On one occasion, a brother that used to come to church.
Que vive allá donde yo vivo.
He lives in the area where I live.
Hubo otra persona que me dijo, wow, ¿y ese hombre es cristiano?
There was another person that said to me, and he is a Christian?
Él tiene aquí por lo menos 3 años.
He's been here for about 3 years.
Y nunca me has hablado.
And he has never spoken to me.
Wow. That's very, very sad. Did you just go to church, you put your Bible in here, and you go to church and you don't say anything to nobody? No. En fuego para Cristo.
On fire for Christ.
Nadie me detiene.
No one will stop me.
I'm going to talk and talk and talk about Jesus.
Maybe we should take your microphone away.
Amen. En esta mañana,
this morning,
le doy las gracias a cada uno de ustedes.
I want to thank you all
por permitirme hablar de la palabra de Dios.
For allowing me to speak God's word.
Ese es un privilegio.
It is a privilege
poder hablar de la palabra de Dios.
To be able to speak God's word.
Alguien dijo,
someone said,
que era un privilegio tener unas credenciales.
That it was a privilege to have credentials.
Y para mí es un privilegio.
And for me it is a privilege.
Ser cristiano.
To be a Christian.
Mis hermanos, Dios es bueno.
My brothers, God is good.
Yo le pido a usted que en su trabajo.
I ask you that in your job.
En su vecindario.
In your neighborhood.
Déjele saber a la gente.
Let the people know.
Lo que Dios ha hecho en tu vida.
What God has done in your life.
Y la gente va a hablar de ti.
And people will speak about you.
Va a decir, hay una gente diferente.
And they will say those people are different.
Actúan diferente.
They act different.
Cuando tenemos a Dios.
When we have God.
Cuando tenemos ese fuego.
When we have that fire.
No nos podemos callar.
We cannot be quiet.
Dios le bendiga y Dios le guarde.
God bless.